Now, again, this particular tumor type, and you touched on this, Neil, that this is a complex tumor type, is not medical oncology friendly. What do I mean by that? Well, the surgeons and the radiotherapists have largely driven a lot of the early therapy in this field. And so now medical oncology, with some of the new drugs, with the tolerability and effectiveness of chemotherapy, is starting to be an important member of this team. And so it really emphasizes the fact is that you have to have a good team to treat head and neck cancers. And that's not just the surgeon, not just the radiotherapist, not just the medical oncologist. The dentist is an extremely important person who needs to do thorough dental exams and extract any teeth that might be decayed prior to getting radiotherapy. You need to have speech pathologists work with the patient because swallowing function will be impaired due to these therapies. And the rehabilitation, just like an athlete has to rehabilitate their knee after the surgery, these patients need to learn how to rehabilitate their muscles and relearn swallowing. And then nutritionists are very important. Clearly, that patients will lose weight and some of them require percutaneous feeding tubes. But these are all very important members to try and help these patients get through this therapy because of the real problem with local toxicities.